And then on matters arising, I have three matters. First of all, for those who have the minutes with them, paragraph 2.2, you recall that we had a briefing by Transport and Housing Bureau and TD on the challenge we face with coach and goods vehicle parking around the harbour front. That was on the 23rd of March of this year. And we have agreed with them to have a regular dialogue with them, because it's a mutual challenge, if you like. We realise that there's not an easy solution, and that we have to work together with them to try and minimise the impact on the waterfront. And they will be coming back to us in the near future to brief us on the progress that's been made in trying to find some permanent solutions to some of these short-term parking challenges that we currently face. So we make progress on that front, and there is, as I say, an ongoing dialogue with the with TD on this. It's an important issue. Keeps surfacing, keeps coming up. And then paragraph 3.3, we had a working session on the 24th of August at task force level with the team who've taken responsibility, or responsible for the land use review on the western part of Kennedy Town, again an important area where there's a lot of opportunity for harbour enhancement. There are three piers, there's some derelict sites, all of which over time I think do offer major opportunity for harbour enhancement. And again, we've got a working relationship, if you like, ongoing relationship with the Planning Department, who are now working on the conceptual design and taking into account the thoughts and the views expressed by the members at that meeting. Again, Planning Department will come back to us once they've done further work on the conceptual solutions. And then paragraph 4.3, this really is down to members. I think if you wish still to take it up. Do you remember we had a discussion around the absence, if you like, of an onshore power system at the Kai Tak terminal? Originally it was planned that there should be the ability to charge boats at the Kai Tak cruise terminal. That provision hasn't been made as yet. So if you have thoughts and views, pass those to the Secretariat. We left it open last time that members should and could contribute their thoughts as to the importance of the having such a system there, and the importance of perhaps trying to, over time, rectify the situation. So those are the three items I've got. Members, anything else on those minutes? Thank you very much.
Thank you.